Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Sustainability might be the very last thing on your list when you're planning your big day, but we are scrutinising and we're considering the environmental impact of absolutely everything that we do. So weddings should not be an exception. And there are lots of things you can do to make your big wedding a little greener and cheaper. And to talk more about this, I'm joined in the studio by broadcaster and sustainability influencer Fionnuala Moran. Fionnuala, lovely to see you.
Nice to meet you.
And on the line from the UK by author and journalist Nell Frizzell. Nell, lovely to have you with us as well. So Fionnuala, you're in the build-up to the big day. Nell has done it all, and we get to her experience in a minute. First of all, Fionnuala, people probably don't think too much about the environmental impact of a wedding, but it can be huge.
100%. And I think a lot of us, even if you didn't grow up being like, oh, I'm dreaming of my big day since I could walk. I wasn't one of those gals. But when you do get the ring and stuff, you're like, oh, this could be fun. And it is very easy to get carried away being like, everything has to be perfect, blah, blah, blah. And it can kind of become your whole personality. So it's just about looking at places you can make more ethical decisions through all of that. And it can actually save you a fortune as well, doing it more sustainably. So whatever your motivation is, there's brilliant reasons to look at the sustainable side of it.
Yeah, Nell, you believe that people sort of change their view as well on weddings as soon as they set the date, that even as Fionnuala says, you're not somebody who was looking forward to the big white wedding. You can easily become that person.
Yeah, absolutely. I sort of think it's laughable if you're someone like me who has been living with their partner for sort of 7 years and you own a toaster and you share bedding and you already have to pull their hairs out of the plug hole to suddenly expect to dress up like this sort of meringue and have all your friends buy you presents and act like you have never shared a bed with a man before. The whole thing is sort of hilarious to me. And so as a sort of, you know, someone who has environmental concerns and also someone who tries to live within her means, I just thought, this is a party where I say in front of the people I love, can you please help me not ruin my relationship and keep me married? Which is basically what a wedding is.
And Fionnuala, I've seen the lovely pictures of you on Instagram trying on lots of different dresses, and you've compiled lists for people where they can go and find dresses that have been worn already. What has that experience been like? Have you ever been tempted to go in and take a new one off the rail and try it?
Well, I've been going in and looking at lots of stuff on Instagram as well, which has been really handy, so I can know what I want. And if I don't eventually find what I want, I could go to an Irish designer and find some lovely dead stock materials and then reuse those. Now, I have made dresses out of the neck curtains that came with our old home before, so there's no telling how sustainable we'll go with this. But at the moment, I'm really enjoying going around the different charity shops. Bernardo's and Oxfam here in Ireland have lovely bridal boutiques where you can go in and try stuff on for insanely reduced prices, like absolutely brilliant. And a lot of these designers aren't even secondhand the dresses from them. A lot of them have been donated for whatever reason and they've never been worn before. So it is a brand new dress. It's at a massively marked down price, and your support and charity is doing really amazing work as well. There's other fascinating ones where brides are reselling their dresses. If you think depreciation buying a new car is bad as soon as you drive it off the lot, wait until you hear how much the wedding dresses are going for less once they've been worn once. So there's amazing apps like Rebride Now. That one was set up in Ireland last year. And then there's a brand new bridal boutique out in Naas called Cirque, spelled C-I-R-Q. And you can go in and try on all these secondhand dresses that brides have donated because they want to resell their dresses. They don't want to take up space in the wardrobe. They want it to have another life. And then there's obviously things like Depop and Vestiaire online platforms as well, where you can have a little browse around too. So there's loads of options if you want to go secondhand. And one of the main environmental concerns for that is it can take 9,000 litres of water to make a wedding dress, and it would take us 10 years to drink that much water. So even on terms of the natural resources that go into them, there's a huge argument for going secondhand.
Yeah, and a lot of people now like to keep their wedding dress for sentimental reasons. Have you sort of had to set that aside? Or I know you made a lot of what you wore, didn't you, for your wedding. Will you keep it?
Well, yeah, I made all of mine and I have so far kept them. I got married on what turned out to be the hottest day of the year. It was 40 degrees, which as a, you know, white English woman was a bit of a shocker to the old armpits, I can tell you. So the night before, I could actually be found in my bedroom cutting up one of my sheets from my bed to make this sort of big white cotton flowy dress that I changed into as soon as the sort of ceremony was done. Because I thought, otherwise I'm just going to roast like a peanut. I don't want to be wearing. And even the piece that I'd made for the kind of the big bit where you stand up and say I do, I think that cost me sort of £4 in material from the market. And And I made a suit that I wore in the evening, and that was some fabric. That was lots of scraps of fabric that I had already. So I think making your own, if you have the skills, is wonderful because, you know, no one else will have one and you can, you know, make them exactly how you want. Mine wasn't going to be sort of big and poofy. It wasn't going to be structured bones that can be kept in Wales, as far as I'm concerned. So there was this was all sort of quite free floating and summery. But I love the idea that, you know, one day I'll get them out and I'll show my son, because I don't think he'll remember what I was wearing. And I love the idea that, you know, who knows, it'll end up in the V&A one day if we play our cards right. Well, I think, you know, it just, if you have something that you've made, it's sort of a treasure for the future.
I think so. I think that's probably a good strategy. The two things that are important to you, Fionnuala, though, are the music and the food.
Yeah, and the food's going to be a little bit of a controversial one. I have my dad and one of my aunties scheming on how they're going to get meat into the big day, because we're going to do it. We're not sure now, veggie or fully vegan, but basically that's how we live our lives anyway. And without sounding too blunt, because I know this conversation can get very heated with people, but like, we don't want anything to die for us to come together is our whole kind of thing. And then the next day, have whatever you want for your lovely breakfast and everything else like that. But on the actual day, we want to do a fully plant-based for emissions reduction sake mainly. So that'll be one thing that we're doing. The venue says they've done them before. They're really good at them. Everyone's been happy out. But I've been at weddings myself where the plant-based options haven't been that considered, and I had the same fruit salad for two of three courses. So you're starving by the end of the night. So we're going to make sure that everyone's very well fed. But yeah, definitely kind of going more plant-based on that side of things. And music, yeah, like loads of our friends are musicians. We want to give money back to the artistic community locally as well. So we're going to be getting like loads of spend there and saving on a lot of the consumers' faff. So any of my friends who've worked in the wedding spaces are like, you would not believe the amount of stuff that is there for a photo op on the day. Lots of things set up for Instagram that's kind of all this single-use plastic, be it balloon arches or whatever else, and they're all in the bin out the back of the venue the very next day. So if there is things like that we want, like I'm probably going to want about 2,000 disco balls approximately there, so we'll try and rent them from like prop companies and stuff like that. But it's about cutting down on the faff, and Instagram would have you believe now, even on the morning of the weddings, like this very new trend that I think we've imported from America is getting each other very, very expensive presents on the wedding day morning, as if each other forever wasn't enough of a present for the day. But people are getting designer handbags, really expensive watches. So we're just kind of avoiding all of that faff and trying to keep the main thing the main thing, a big celebration of love with all of the people that we love around
us. Okay, so cut back on the faff. Now, reading your description of your day, which sounded like a lovely celebration, but it also sounded like a lot of hard work, both for you and for your family, because you did everything pretty much yourselves.
Yeah, but in a way, that's sort of, for me, easier. The idea of delegating and the sort of logistics of employing other people to do it for me stressed me out more. I think like Fionnuala, I'm really comfortable. I'm comfortable getting up on a ladder and stringing up my own lights. And I'm lucky to know people who can see. My ex-boyfriend was the DJ at our wedding, which was lovely.
Good.
And in the centre of the table where I went out in the morning with my mum for a walk and just picked some lovely wild flowers from a meadow and put them in old milk bottles and stuff, all of which does take up time. But actually, if you're not doing that, what are you going to be doing? You're going to be sort of twitching, you know, in a those women who have to spend the morning in a kind of hotel twitching under lots of lights being painted up to look like a sort of doll. I'd find that more stressful than to be sort of nailing up.
Love my full glam squad, yeah.
But I think for me, the moment when I think about the bit of my wedding that I love the most, we were lucky, we had the food was provided by this social enterprise run by refugee women. So everyone had eaten, everyone had drunk. And then we threw open the doors of this scout hut where we had it, and the river was just outside, and everyone, it was so hot, they just ran out, tore off their clothes and jumped in the river, and all the kids had ripped off their clothes, and everyone was, it was just so lovely, and the sun was kind of starting to lower, so it was a bit sparkly. And I sort of thought, this is worth so much more than any, you know, any thing you can buy, when it comes down to it, that's the precious moment.
It sounds like it was exactly what you wanted. I really want to find out, Fionnuala, what answers you got on Instagram when you asked people what they most regretted spending money on for their wedding.
Brilliant. And just on the social enterprise doing the food there's a brilliant woman in Ireland from a sustainability perspective, Orla McAndrew, a Corkonian chef, and she does all the food with food waste if you want your wedding done like that. So diverts a load of food from landfill, which is amazing. But the things people really regretted spending money on, paper invites, really, really expensive apparently. So a lot of people have gone paperless. There's loads of different apps for that. A giant cake was a big regret. Now, no regrets about smaller cakes for nice photos, but just a huge one that goes uneaten was another big regret. Disposable cameras. Apparently, there's lots of apps now that can do that and everyone can just throw in their own photos that they've gotten on their phones and stuff like that. And gifts for guests that they'll never use again. So I think that
wedding favours.
Yeah, if that's like tat and stuff like that, you can give nice charity donations instead. No one wants stuff with your wedding dates on it. And one person even rented plants instead of getting live flowers. So I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah, great idea. Well, look, the very best of luck. You're not getting married for a while, Fionnuala.
Long time to go, yes.
You've got another year and a bit to go before the wedding, but you are enjoying trying on the dresses.
100%.
And no one would say a word to you for doing that. Nell, thank you so much for joining us as well and telling us about your day. And Fionnuala, will you
thank
keep in touch with us?
Me.
I would love to know how things go and what else you decide to pare away from the big day. Because there is a lot of pressure, especially when you're active online as you are, to buy into the whole wedding thing, isn't there?
Yeah, no, I'm really enjoying it. But that said, we could go throw it all in the bin and get loped now if it gets too much down the line. But we're enjoying it so far.
All right. Well, we'll keep in touch with you in the run up to the wedding.